Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter from a man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 18 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944 like a couple of our phone numbers did, such as 216-312-216-400-216-804. For those who wish to send in any music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. Before I get to the 216-312 phone number, I am going to at least give you a lot of different programs that you can catch up on and be a part of. Such as Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. Numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop Numeral 2, that's Hip Hop Workshop 2. The Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. The Facebook for music is Joseph Motley Jr. Period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Or check out some of the music like you heard starting off at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com. Tomorrow's guest will be a special call-in from my brother, Nathan Hill, Cleveland Stop the Violence. Before the 6 p.m. Queens Court radio program, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, YouTube Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Man in the Street, 13. For those who are going online, you can check out www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com, or you could go to YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Power Groove Records YouTube channel for a lot of Cleveland artists, some classic music hits that you would look at and say, man, I'm glad I heard that. Before I go to my phone caller, I need to at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, especially how the, we will say, promotions might go for something. So with that being said, number 10, Kokiana Wilson. She's still hot in there. Number 9, debuting the outdoor toy and book giveaway with the Afro Dogs just yesterday. Number 8, MaydayRev.com, the May 1st rally that happened at Edgewater Park on Saturday. Number 7, debuting Power Women program that happened at Nottingham Church, about 183rd and St. Clair, I believe. Number 6, moving up, Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube. He has his new solo release, plus other songs from Sheriff Kilroy, E-Max The Image. Number 5, moving up, you can Facebook Cinema Central Showcase. Trap Boy Mannequin was a big part of that. Number 4, moving up, you could Facebook Art McCoy's celebration party last Wednesday at the Dialogue Center. A Man in the Street grilled burgers, dogs, and turkey on the grill. Mrs. Art did the barbecue chicken. Councilman Polensic, Ward 8 was there. Black House Sounds did the music. Ward 4 candidate, Dontez Taylor. Ward 7 candidates, Dolores Gray, Jeff Mixon, Mike Seals, all three from Ward 7 candidates. Now, Dolores Gray led a line dance segment, and Father's Lives Matter was there, and many more. Number 3, still, Suave Gotti music page on Facebook. The video shoot on Friday for the J.O. The video shoot the past Saturday for Don Yaya. Just released Dog Nation on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV. Number 2, all the upcoming Mother's Day events. I'll get to some of those before the show ends. And number 1, still, the big draw for the past 7 days, there was no getting away from it, was that NFL draft. I would like to take the time, because it would be smart of me to do that. I will at least acknowledge the fact that recently, Olympia Dukakis, June 20th, 1931 to May 1st, 2021, was an American actress, director, producer, teacher, and activist. She performed in over 130 stage productions, over 60 films, and in 50 television series. Best known as a screen actress, she started her career in theater. Not long after her arrival in New York City, she won an Obie Award for Best Actress in 1963 for her off-Broadway performance in Bertolt Brecht's Man Equals Man. She later moved to film acting and won an Academy Award and a Golden Globe, among other accolades, for her performance in Moonstruck, 1987. She received another Golden Globe nomination for Sinatra, 1992, and Emmy Award nominations for Lucky Day, 1991, More Tales of the City in 1998, and Joan of Arc, 1999. Dukakis' autobiography, Ask Me Again Tomorrow, A Life in Progress, was published in 2003. In 2020, a feature-length documentary about her life, titled Olympia, was released theatrical in the United States. I also want to at least take the time to say Walter Frederick Fritz Mondale, January 5th, 1928 to April 19th, 2021, was an American lawyer and politician who served as the 42nd Vice President of the United States from 1977 to 1981 under President Jimmy Carter, a U.S. Senator from Minnesota from 1964 to 1976. He was the Democratic Party's nominee in the 1984 presidential election, but lost to incumbent Ronald Reagan in an electoral college and popular vote landslide. Reagan won 49 states while Mondale carried his home state of Minnesota and the District of Columbia. His vice presidential nominee, U.S. Representative Geraldine Ferraro from New York, was the first female vice presidential nominee of any major party in U.S. history. Now, I get a chance to go back and do what one of the things I like before I start getting into events that are coming up and all of that. I'm going to take the time to see who was brave and bold enough to dial in. Before I go to 216-235, I'm going to go to 216-312 and see how you're doing out there. 216-312, how are you?
Hey, Al, this is Nathan Hill. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I have a lot of questions I would like to ask you, but and that's the truth. But, Brother Nathan Hill, it's a nice it's nice to actually have you on the program, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about your history. What have you been doing in our area, you know, throughout the years?
Yes, sir. I've been an event planner for 7 years, started back in 2014. Started out at the Foundry Concert Club located in Lakewood. And it was just it was a hip-hop and R&B type of event. It was on a Thursday, and after that, it was just smooth selling. Started throwing more and more, organizing more and more events. I moved over to the Fantasy, and started throwing events there. And we just started, me and my team, we started to grow and expand.
Wow. Talking about you, I like what you said. You and your team started to grow and expand. That's saying a lot right there, because there are a lot of people who, they complain a lot. Let me call it what it is. And they might not be that successful, and they complain. What can you tell us about growing and expanding?
The growing is, you know, organizing events, it's not easy. It's a lot that goes into it. But it's just the trial and error, finding what works and not work, and just keep moving forward from it. And people see that.
I hear you. People see
the hard work and the honesty and the effort you put, you know, you basically put out there. So
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I have to ask you, man.
Yes, sir.
You've made a leap into certain things. Like, mm-hmm. As an event planner, I have to ask you, Cleveland, stop the violence. How mm-hmm. did that come about?
I wanted to do more for the community. So we did a toy drive last Christmas. And that toy drive led into a coat drive. And that coat drive leading into this, Cleveland Stop the Violence. So I basically wanted to start using my talents to give back, you know. It wasn't just all about the brand or the team or the artist. I wanted to give back to the community, to the people. And do basically more to help, you know.
Wow. And so I'm going to put it out there. You don't have to, but I'm going to put it out there. There are a lot of people who say they want to help, but I can't help. I can't do this. I can't do that. But I'm listening and talking to an event planner who began to grow and expand. You had success being an event planner, and then you added on to that to do things to give back in the community, from toy drives to coat drives. I'm going to ask you, what is the difference, or is there a difference in what you've been able to do? Like the difference between events or toy drives and coat drives?
The difference is, well, with events, you're booking artists to perform. So you're looking for quality talent that can, with me, it's all about the entertainment and the quality. And that's why I basically became an event planner, a concert promoter, to organize quality concerts for the artists and for the fans. Now, for the Coke Drive, the Toy Drive, and Cleveland Stop the Violence, that's more, it's basically the same. You have to plan it. You have to, you know, organize it. You have to reach out and find people and organizations who would like to be involved and co-sponsor. You have to find vendors. You have to book a venue. So it's the same system, basically.
Excellent, excellent. So with that being said,
I'm sorry. Oh, and also, you just got to have the passion and love to do it, you know. Passion and love to do it. So if you enjoy doing it, then whatever happens, happens. You know, you're basically satisfied with the results because you know that you put your all into the project, you know.
Man, I'm appreciative of this conversation so far. I'm glad you didn't let me cut you off because that was so important to speak about passion and love. But I have to ask you, it seems like the passion and love, like, I check out the Cleveland Stop the Violence page because a lot of times I see solutions on that page or people mm-hmm. doing things that I should put out there, Cleveland Stop the Violence. It is a page on Facebook that gives a lot of information. It is a company that's on a lot of different other formats and sites. So I'm going to ask you, is that doing what it is you wanted it to do so far?
Yes. I had a meeting with my team to really discuss where we want to lead it. It's more of I don't want the page to be filled with what's going on in the city with violence because there's other pages like that. I would like the page to grow into information and resources for how to stop it and, you know, to stop violence. And offer like and post programs that help people with like anger management, for example. So I want the page to be more of a resource and spreading the word to other people who's doing positive things as well, than more of this, you know, just posting news about crime and what's happening and crime in the city.
I hear you, and I've watched how that page has consistently grown. So before we do anything else, before we leave out, you have
yes,
to at
sir.
Least tell me what is so important. What's going on June the 26th, I believe?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Yes, so we're throwing a Cleveland Stop the Violence event rally on June 26th. It's two parts. First part is food drive in the morning. It's 10 to 2. So we're collecting canned goods, pantries, dry foods like macaroni and whatnot, and allowing people to come to the church and pick it up. So that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And after that, we're holding a rally, a Cleveland Stop the Violence rally at the church. That's 2 to 6. We're having performances, guest speakers. There's a lot into it. Kids, activities. It's a lot. And the venue is the venue is a church, Central Christian Church. It's off of 105 of St. Clair.
Wow, I know where that is located, and it's easy to get to. So, again, let us know the name of the event, where it's being held, and the address, please.
Yes, sir. The name of the event is Cleveland Stop the Violence Rally. It's being held at Central Christian Church. The address is... Okay, so the address is 697 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, I'm sorry.
No problem, no problem. And I appreciate that information. What would you like to see happen at this event?
Positive change. I would like this event to the guest speakers or just the whole thing to really bring a awakening and wake people up and make them more aware of what's happening around us, especially with mental illness, because that's rapid right now with our youth as well. So I just would like this event to help us spread awareness of mental illness and help people who's battling through it, you know.
I appreciate that very much, and I'm not going to hold your time for much longer, but I'm going to ask you for at least a minute to 90 seconds. Close
yes,
out
sir.
With anything that you feel we didn't touch on that you would like to say.
Yes, the name of my team and the name of our company is called Osis Entertainment. That's the name of it, the entertainment company where we organize events and concerts with. The name of the rally and the organization is Cleveland Stop the Violence, and that's a nonprofit organization. And that's where we spread awareness of domestic violence and mental illness and other things as well.
Hey, all I can say is I thank you for at least taking the time to call in. I appreciate the event more than you realize. I appreciate the page. And, brother, it's an honor working with you throughout the years and seeing your progress. So thank you for being a part of tonight's show.
I appreciate you, Al. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. I know what I have to do, everybody. That is just one of a few of our phone callers who's called in. I see a 216-235 I'm going to go to before 216-773 or 216-324. So what I need to do is check on this person who dialed in at 216-235. How are you doing out there?
What's happening, Mr. Porter?
I'm feeling phenomenal. How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm feeling great.
You should be, man. I like the video that you put out, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
A lot of y'all need to click like and subscribe. I like understand y'all just repeat them like just the video and stuff like that. Click like and subscribe though. But thank you though. Real talk though. Everybody likes to answer. This is Major Tass from Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. Yeah, I just put the new song out on 420. Get your mind right. You know, besides that, we got, you know, more material coming out. We performing live June 12th at the African American Museum. I'm sure Brother Sherry Kiro can give you the more details on the address. We're going to be
there. 1765 Crawford Road, 1765 Crawford Road, historic Huff neighborhood, and that will be from 3 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Continue on.
Thank you, big bro. Like facts, like, it's a big movement going on. It's an event that Black House Sounds and put together. Like, yo, like, come on, Cleveland, stand up. Like, you know what I mean? So, very excited about that. You know, well, what should we say? This is 2021. There's a lot of things going on. There's been a lot of controversy going on. I'm not going to sit up here and touch on a lot of it right now.
I hear you.
There's a lot of controversy going on. So everybody sit back, relax, you know. So enjoy this show on June 12th. And also peep in to check out the new video that I just, you know, released on YouTube, Get Your Mind Right.
You know, right.
Like I said, we have more material coming out. So it's been awesome. We already got a bunch of views already coming in. You know, it's been awesome. Like, real talk, though. That's facts. So, to the world, bless y'all. And let's make this thing happen. So, see y'all later.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. That video, Get Your Mind Right, Major Taps, M-A-I-G-E-R, Taps. I like the fact that if you're going to be an artist, come with a unique name so it's easy to find you on social media, on YouTube. Major Taps, Get Your Mind Right, will show up. I am going to go to the 216773, who's been so patient. I appreciate that. 216773, how we doing?
I'm doing okay, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Who are we talking to this evening?
This is Dolores Gray, Brick House Wellness Women's Empowerment Group.
I'm glad you said that. May I ask you a question so we
go
can
right
at
ahead.
Least start off and get things the right way? I'm being very serious. A lot of people hit me up and say Dolores Gray has replaced Phyllis Cleveland in city council. What can you tell me?
That is absolutely not true. I don't live in Ward 5, which is the central and some other areas around there. I live in Ward 7. But I'm very close to the other Dolores Gray that was replaced, Councilwoman Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
And it's
okay.
been a really interesting it's been a really interesting situation for me because people are calling my phone, they're texting me, they're sending instant messaging. I mean, I'm just getting everything because they think that it's me. And even though that's flattering, it's definitely not me at all. But I am planning, preparing to run for Ward 7, which that's where my stomping grounds are at, born and raised. And that's, you know, I know that a lot of people have been hinting around and hearing me, you know, hearing little things here and there. I haven't officially announced it because everything is still going the way, you know, it's just getting, you know, creating strategies and still doing some things. But, you know, I am in the process of that.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you call to talk about, and I'll give you a chance to talk about whatever's on your mind, but I am going to ask you a question because you brought up a very important word, strategy. How important is strategy in your book? Because I know of a lot of people who have said, here and there. You might know of some, too, but I'm going by me. I don't want you, you know, to get in trouble with anybody, but I know a lot of people who have just said, I'm running. And in other words, the way you're doing things, there's a strategy. How important is strategy to you, Dolores Gray, Brick House Wellness Empowerment Group?
It's very important because you have to first see who all the players are. And, you know, basically kind of figure out what's going on with them. You know, I see a lot of people jumping out there, and some people have their platforms together and some people don't. And, you know, to me, you have to take a look at how they're speaking with other people, who they're meeting with, you know, just little things and how they're planning their strategy by just putting themselves out there and, you know, and that way you can use that strategy against them. It's almost like playing chess. So you just watch what their next moves are.
Wow.
You know, that's how
that is deep. I have a tendency to interrupt people. So with that being said, I'm about to shut up and say whatever it is that's on your mind that you called about, feel free to throw it out there on me.
Well, you know, with me working with women, you know, dealing with empowerment and that sort of thing, and, you know, basically being an advocate and an activist for, you know, basically women and children and, you know, men as well, just for basically, you know, our people. I just want people to understand that May is Mental Health Month. It's Mental Health Month, basically, you know, what May is supposed to do is raise awareness of trauma and the impact and how it, you know, can affect you physically, emotionally as well. And, you know, based on the well-being of children, family, and the community. And usually within the communities right now, we have a lot of health disparities, and a lot of them are stemming from public health through, you know, because of racism. And that creates a lot of trauma. You know, a lot of people don't take a look at it and how this works. And it's like a domino effect. You know, if one thing is not working, you know, a lot of things, you know, the domino effect, everything else fails or falls down. So I just want people to understand that it is Mental Health Month. And I truly believe in taking care of my mental health. I've been through a lot, you know, going through grief as well and trauma on top of it. And, you know, it has created a lot of situations for me physically and emotionally, but I handle it because I do have a therapist as well as I speak to a counselor. And I just think that we as Black people really need to wake up and know that mental health problems are very, very serious. It can create a whole problem that you don't want to have, you know, jail time, death, or someone, you know, you hurting someone or someone hurting you. So I just really want people to understand it. It's very serious that we really have to look into that and be more aware, because when you think about the killings and everything that's going on, you know, black-on-black crime, that sort of thing, a lot of that stuff stems from mental health issues. And, you know, we can't just, you know, sweep it under the rug and act like nothing's going on. And we always talk about it, but it's time to really start doing something about it. Being out in the community and trying to start some programs, you know, to help people, because we are in that that category in our community. So just know that May is Mental Health Month, and just be aware that there's a lot of different things that we could do to help people who are going through it. And some are going through it, and they don't even know that they're going through it. And it's something that we have to really take a hard look at and see how we can prevent, you know, do prevention as well as intervention.
Thank you so much, because I had seen that May is Mental Health Month, but I'm going to be very honest to everybody out there listening. I had not really taken it to heart that and what it meant. And so I want to thank you very much. I mean, it's very easy to get into, you know, a Women's Month or domestic violence or a few other things, but I had not really let that dawn on my pea brain of what this month meant. And so many of us do suffer through those things. So I'm going to ask you before we leave out, how can people follow your movement and what might even happen with Ward 7? It looks like to me, well, I'm not going to say what it looks like to me, because it just looked like to me for a while that you've been perhaps running to win the ward. But I'm going to at least ask you to let people know, should they choose, how can they follow you, your movement, join it, become a part of it?
They can reach me by my website, which is www.brickhousewellnessempowerment7.com.
Oh.
And but it has a lot more. That number seven has a lot more to do with just the ward. But that's my website, and you can reach me there. Leave a message or a comment, and myself or someone else, my business partner, can get in contact with you if you want to volunteer for any work that we're doing out in the community, or just ask me some questions, whatever you would like.
Thank you so much for that information. I appreciate it. May you enjoy the rest of this beautiful evening and the rest of the week, month, year, et cetera, et cetera. And hopefully we'll look around and see you come November. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.
No problem. No problem. I can appreciate that before. Maybe I'll take the time, but before I do, I will say, before I go to that 216-324 that has been patiently waiting, I might have to let them know some of what's going on, because I know that Thursday, May 27, 2021, Commander-in-Chief, not telling you the rest of it, just saying it's an event. If you want to know more about what's going on, you can check it out. But it didn't give you any information. It just didn't give you any information because it's special for a few people who will be at least showing up for themselves. That's all I'm going to leave it as. I'm going to let people know also that the Head Artworks presents May 3rd is the last day, so you have until midnight to get those pre-Mother's Day for ticket sales. Now, there's a Mother's Day brunch happening on May 8th, celebrating at Tizano Party Center, 1361 East 260th, Euclid, Ohio, 44132, May 8th. Promptly starts at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need to know anything, 216-849-3098, 216-849-3098. One man's opinion for Sean F. Head is behind that. And also, it's the Happy Mother Earth Day brunch that's happening Saturday, May 8th, 2021. The brunch special includes pancakes and waffles, bacon and sausage, hash browns, toast, orange juice. Orders must be in no later than May the 7th at 9 p.m. And I believe the numbers are, and the deliveries will be made by 11 a.m., sponsored by Miss T's, Taste of Soul, BWE, Future Kids, and a mayoral committee, Friends of Latoria Witcher. To order, you can call 216-235-8167. That's 216-235-8167. Now, I'm having a good time giving off, like, these announcements and stuff like that. I'm going to go back to one of the things that I do. I answer the phone line because I'm just blessed to have a program, but this program is specifically designed for people who call in. If people think that they saw myself as Daymaid acting like king and queen during the draft weekend and matching outfits or what have you, you would be absolutely correct. Had a nice time. It was about time to have one. I'm going to take another nice time and go to 216-324 and apologize in advance for your long wait. 216-324, thank you for holding on. Who am I talking to?
This is Angela Davis.
It's nice to talk to my little sister in the struggle and in the movement. What is happening with you this evening?
I'm just making the final preparations for the Justice for Stephen Swain rally. I'm a little upset because we have people that want to stop this rally. And even though there's a conflict, I still think that it's wrong to try to stop it because at the end of the day, this mother has lost her son and she deserves to have justice. So even if it's somebody that is a part of our community in whatever capacity that they are a part of our community, I don't think that they should be trying to stop this event because this young man was killed and justice will be served and they're either going to be found guilty or not guilty. So for them to try to sabotage the event, I think is very low class, very childish, just very disrespectful to this mother and to the family of this young man who lost his life tragically. I mean, it is what it is, in the words of Frank Jackson. We have to let chips fall where they may. Anybody want to make it seem like it's a personal vendetta? I have nothing personal in this. I do activism every day, all day long. I'm not the next big thing activist. I don't like this police officer because they do me favors and don't like that police officer. I'm not that hot and cold community activist. I'm an activist equally across the board all the time, 7 days a week, 365. And so I'm just asking people to be respectful. Let this mom have her say. Let this mom fight for justice for her son, whether it's somebody that's a part of our community or not. She still deserves to have justice, period. So let's stop being ghetto, ratchet, classless, childish, immature. Let's just stop all of that. Let's let this mom get justice for her son and be done with it. That's all I'm asking for, because this has been heavy on my heart, because I can't believe that people are really just trying to disrupt this event. It's not going to happen, because if you have to be arrested, you will be arrested. Just know that. We've already had a conversation, so law enforcement will be there, and if you get arrested, then you get arrested, because you have been warned right here tonight on my brother's radio show. So let this mother grieve, continue to grieve. Let this mother continue to fight for justice for her son, and just put all that other nonsense out the way. And the double standards need to stop too. You're either for justice for everybody or you're not for justice for anybody. But you can't, well, I want justice for this person because we friends, but I don't want justice for that person because we're not friends. Well, this police officer can shoot a black man unarmed because he felt, but the white police officer can't do that. But then when there's something personal, where you've lost a loved one, you picking up the phone every week calling the police department talking about, hey, you got any leads on my loved one? So you're either going to be hot, cold. We can't straddle the fence, people. And I'm saying this to everybody. Anybody who want to take it to heart, that's fine. That's you and your heart, you and your business. But I don't roll like that. I'm going to fight like hell for everybody who asks me to help them get justice for their family. So you can take it personal. I'm not taking it personal, because you add no value to my life, so there's nothing personal about you to me. That's all I got to say, bro.
I have to ask you one question, since that's all you got to say. Well, two questions. Before I ask you where we need to be, I have to ask you, Thaz out of the hashtag, please tell me, not the next big thing activist. You got to break that one down, please.
Well, you know, we have some people that they don't do anything in the community. They don't get involved until they know that they can get TV time. They're going to be able to get an interview. They're going to get to be on all the stations. The helicopters are going to be flying over, and the spotlight is going to be on them. And it's hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Yes, I get to shine. But then there's people like you and I. A child can't get a school lunch, and we're there. We don't care if there's cameras there or not. We're just there because that's what we do, because we have a heart and an unconditional love for people, and we just want everybody to live right. So there are some people that are the next big thing. It has to be big. It has to be huge. The media has to be there. The helicopters fly. The streets shut down. Everything before they will do an event. And then there's people like us. Hey, my son was bullied on the bus. So what do? We go to the bus stop. Hey, what's going on? Let's get this straightened out, because shouldn't no kid have been being bullied? So, I mean, people know the difference, and people are paying attention to the difference. And it's really annoying, because you're either really for the people and justice for everybody, or you're really not for the people and justice for anyone. It needs to stop.
Thank you so much. And the last thing that I want to ask is, where should we be on Saturday? And what time?
On Saturday. Okay, so it is going to start at 1 p.m. We will kick off the rally for justice for Stephen Wayne at Shaw High School. I do want to give a heads up. There will be police there, so you can clown if you want to. They got a nice little sale for you a few blocks down. They've already given their orders that if you clown, then they're going to take you to the sale where they put clowns. So do not come down there trying to be disrespectful while this grieving mother is trying to get justice for her son, or we are going to watch as they put them beautiful silver bracelets on your arm and take you down to jail. So we will be at Shaw High School at 1 o'clock in order to bring awareness and attention to Ms. Swain as this court hearing starts for her to get justice, killer or suspected killer or however terminology they use for her son, who was a basketball star and would probably have a successful career as an NBA player had his life not ended as early as it did. I heard that he was a phenomenal basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the chief of staff, Mike Smetley, gave high praise to him and his basketball performance at Shaw High. So let's just give some justice for this young man. Let's be mature. Let's be respectful of this mom. And let's just do it.
Thank you so much for calling in. No wonder Art McCoy said, Angela Y. Davis, you're the boss. No wonder he gave you that title. You have a phenomenal night.
You too. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. This has been so far a phenomenal show. The Creator allows us to be able to give information. What I'm going to do, because this next artist was like, he made it to the top 10 this week, the number one thing that might have happened might have been the NFL draft, but the number three spot went to Suave Gotti, the music page. You know, like I said, he had a video shoot on Friday for the J.O., the Johnny O. and Joe Boom tribute video. He had a video shoot on Saturday for Don Yaya. Just yesterday, he released the Dog Nation to YouTube. There'll be a Facebook release. He's calling this the incomplete product because, of course, it's going to be remixed with the new players that are added on. But we have the song that's been released on YouTube. There'll be some changes on May the 12th when the schedule's released and everything like that. I know he's doing and planning a big release on that date. But for right now, all eyes were on Cleveland. And why wouldn't I play Suave Gotti, GMS, Hood Famous TV, the Dog Nation featuring Kim Ra, the Healer?
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and and your Panthers and your Lions, it's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field, we don't talk, we ball. And your paws ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie, though Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch the interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Oh man, that was a nice hot one. And let me see. What do I don't need to add in while we're talking to people right now is to let people know that you can check out the Facebook page. It's an event, 2021-Anniversary Rally, Escape of the Cleveland Seymour Avenue Rape Victims. That's this Thursday, 5:15 p.m. 5:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Be a lot of people out there at that one, so I needed to let you all know about that particular event in itself. They're looking at stopping cutting of funds. That would be able to help. And they're trying to figure out where some of the millions that were supposed to go into helping in the whole situation. My thing is, I'm so thankful to be talking to you all this evening. I could do a whole lot of weird things, But I would like to say, instead of doing weird things, I just want to say I thank you all for at least tuning in. You know, I feel very invigorated and justified because I do know that the review board, this is only a 8-foot stepladder for my soapbox, because the review board recommended discipline for the police in the chase that ended with the death of Tamia Chapman. It finds that the pursuit should have been called off. Cleveland's Civilian Police Review Board recommended discipline about maybe three Tuesdays ago for the two police officers and two police supervisors involved in a December 2019 police chase that ended with the death of 13-year-old Tamia Chapman in East Cleveland. One of the reasons why a lot of us were out there saying stop the chase consistently, from the council person of East Cleveland, Ernest Smith, to others who said stop the chase. I know Juanita Gowdy was one who was very vocal on that side. Ernest Smith led a lot of rallies on that issue, a lot of them. As Chapman and her friends were walking along the sidewalk in Euclid Avenue, when investigators said a stolen SUV being chased by Cleveland police hit another car and then drove onto the sidewalk, killing Chapman and severely injuring her 13-year-old friend. Speaking of which, I do believe it's some of those, one of the earlier phone callers, Angela Y. Davis, helped lead the Stop the Chase rallies in East Cleveland. As investigators with the city's Office of Professional Standards said a few weeks ago, that police were justified in pursuing the SUV after it was stolen at gunpoint from a woman in the parking lot of a Target store on West 117th Street. However, investigators found the pursuit hit unsafe speeds shortly before the crash and should have been terminated. When the speed exceeds safe limits, that alone is a reason to terminate the pursuit, said Roger Smith, head of the Office of Professional Standards. And in this case, if the evidence is clear about anything, it's clear the speed exceeded safe limits. In other words, yeah, there should have been time enough to break off that chase and let East Cleveland know what's coming so they can get ahead and stop it, kind of like what should have happened with 137 shots and Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. As investigators said, the accident reconstructionist determined moments before the crash, the stolen SUV was traveling 90 miles an hour down Euclid Avenue. As investigators said, the speeds of the two police cars pursuing the SUV were 89.9 miles an hour and 84.5 miles an hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. That's it in a nutshell on what we're talking about on that particular issue. I am going to say that I appreciate you all for tuning in because, this is some weird draft news. Baker Mayfield is more convinced that he saw a UFO. The Browns quarterback said he believes in UFOs and Sasquatch after he and his wife Emily spotted something strange in the sky as they drove home from dinner in Texas last month. Mayfield said he's grateful the Browns picked up the fifth-year option on his rookie contract about a couple of weeks ago, and the decision makes it likely the team will offer him a long-term contract extension. Mayfield said he's not concerned about the future and knows as long as the Browns win, things will work themselves out. We expect that. I could give you some interesting Browns news after listening to Dog Nation from Suave Gotti. Not sure I expected to go into the, at least, I will say, UFO sighting. But it's interesting enough. I want to thank everybody who chose to tune in. Why not get myself into trouble and play this one song? My thing is, I appreciate you all for at least tuning in. I thank you so much. It means a lot. It does. When we can get out music for the masses, I know that mental illness runs deep in the community. I've suffered from it myself. Had to go through counseling. Anybody I'm with should, you know, spouse, you know, the lady of my life should be subject to those things and to go to counseling to figure certain things out and to deal with trauma in the past. It makes for an excellent relationship. Speaking of which, I'm going to play this one thing as we go out this night. I'm sending this out to Daymate. I'm sending it out to everybody. I do this show for you from Eastside. The name of the song, For You.
I chose the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just tryna live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. It ain't